Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Federal Realty Investment Trust, a leading real estate investment trust REIT that specializes in owning, managing, and redeveloping retail and mixed-use properties. Federal Realty is known for its focus on high-quality assets in densely populated, affluent areas. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the REIT sector. Let's dive in.
Federal Realty has established itself as a key player in the retail and mixed-use real estate market. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how? Do biases like status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in property acquisition and tenant management strategies?
Status quo bias is a significant factor in Federal Realty's decision-making, particularly in property acquisition and tenant management strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize maintaining their existing portfolio of high-quality properties and establish tenant relationships rather than pursuing new acquisitions or redevelopment opportunities that might carry higher risks. While this focus on maintaining the status quo helps ensure stable cash flows and long-term leases, it may also limit Federal Realty's ability to capitalize on emerging trends in the real estate market, such as the growing demand for mixed-use developments or innovative retail concepts. Loss aversion is another important consideration, where Federal Realty might prefer strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as focusing on securing long-term leases with creditworthy tenants, rather than taking risks on new or unproven retail concepts.
This focus on maintaining established practices and minimizing risk has helped Federal Realty build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility in the REIT sector.
Exactly. Federal Realty's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the real estate market. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the retail landscape continues to evolve with the rise of e-commerce and changing consumer preferences.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Federal Realty Investment Trust. As a major real estate company with a diverse tenant base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Federal Realty given their role in providing retail and mixed-use spaces that serve a wide range of businesses and communities. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and meeting the needs of different tenants and customers. A diverse workforce can help Federal Realty better understand the preferences and expectations of their tenants, leading to more inclusive and effective property management strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like real estate, where understanding and addressing diverse tenant needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Federal Realty not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of tenants but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and high-quality retail and mixed-use spaces. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
To sum up, Federal Realty Investment Trust's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their property development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Federal Realty's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Thank you.